In response to the question, why theories differ, the position taken by your text is that theories differ because theorists differ. They differ in their personal backgrounds, their philosophical orientations, and their personalities. Though they must be as objective as possible when collecting their data, the data they choose to observe and their interpretations vary. In short, each theorist has his or her own way of looking at things. Psychology of science is a new subfield of psychology that addresses these issues. Do you recognize this name? You should, because Gregory Feiss is one of the authors of your textbook. He's also one of the leading researchers in this new field, explaining the focus on the lives of the theorists in our text. You can read an interview with him about the psychology of science if you're interested.